wonder called the Sea, the ruler of the Queens they be, who plays Great Britain loudly chant.
And here are the children and the cousins and his aunts.
When at anchor here I ride, my bosom swells with pride, and I snap my fingers at the foeman's song. But when the breezes blow, I generally go below and seek the seclusion that a cabin grants.
And so do his sister and his cousins and his aunt. And so do his
when I was a lad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor and I polished up the handle of the big front door. I polished up that handle so carefully that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. As office boy, I made such a mark that they gave me the post of a junior clerk. I served the writs with a smile so bland, and I copied all the letters in a big round hand. I copied all the letters in a hand so free that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Serving writs, I made such a name that an article clerk I soon became. I wore clean collars and a brand new suit for the past examination at the Institute. And that past examination did so well for me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Of legal knowledge, I acquired such a grip that they took me into the partnership. And the junior partnership I weaned was the only ship that I ever had seen. But the kind of ship so suited me that now I am the ruler of the Queen's Navy. I grew so rich that I was sent by a pocket borough into Parliament. I always voted up my party's call, and I never thought of thinking for myself at all. I thought so little they rewarded me by making me the ruler of the Queen's Navy. Now, landsmen all, whoever you may be, if you want to rise to the top of the tree, if your soul isn't fettered to an office stool, be careful to be guided by this golden rule. Stick close to your desk and never go to sea. And you all may be rulers in the Queen's Navy.